Chapter 7. One without looks into night through the curtain chink from the sheet of glistening white. One without looks into night as we sit and think by the fender brink. We do not discern those eyes watching in the snow. Lit by lamps of rosy dyes, we do not discern those eyes wondering, aglow, four-footed, tiptoe. The self-same song, a bird builds the self-same song, with never a fault in its flow, that we listened to hear those long, long years ago. A pleasing marvel is how a strain of such rapturous rote should have gone on thus till now unchanged in a note. But it's not the self-same bird. No. Perished to dust as he. Dot dot as also are those who heard that song with me. The wanderer, there is nobody on the road but I, and no beseeming abode I can try for shelter, so abroad I must lie. The stars feel not far up, and to be the lights by which I sup glimmeringly, set out in a hollow cup over me. They wag as though they were panting for joy where they shine, above all care, and annoy, and demons of despair life's alloy. Sometimes outside the fence feet swing past, clock-like, and then go hence, till at last there is a silence, dense, deep, and vast. A wanderer, which drawn to and fro, tomorrow, at the dawn, on I go, and where I rest anon do not know. Yet it's meet this bed of hay and roofless plight, for there's a house of clay, my own, quite, to roof me soon, all day and all night. A wife comes back. This is the story a man told me of his life's one day of dreamery. A woman came into his room between the dawn and the creeping day. She was the year's wed wife from whom he had parted, and who lived far away, as if strangers they. He wondered, and as she stood she put on youth in her look and air, and more was he wonderstruck as he viewed her form and flesh bloom, yet more fair while he watched her there. Till she fresh to the pink and brown that were hers on the night when first they met, when she was the charm of the idle town and he the pick of the club fire set. Dot dot his eyes grew wet, and he stretched his arms. Tay rest, he cried. Bide with me so, my own. But his arms closed in on his hard bare breast, as he had vanished with all he had looked upon of her beauty. Gone. He clothed, and drew downstairs. But she was not in the house, he found, and he passed out under the leafy pears of the avenue elms, and searched around to the park pale bound. He mounted, and rode till night to the city to which as he had long withdrawn, the vision he bore all day in his sight being her young self as pondered on in the dim of dawn. The lady here long ago is she now here? Younger such age as she is still here. Hang God! Let her know. She'll pardon a comer so late as this whom she'd fain not miss. She received him an ancient dame, who hemmed, with features frozen and numb, how strange. I'd almost forgotten your name. A call just now is troublesome. Why did you come? A young man's exhortation. Call off your eyes from care by some determined deftness. Put forth joys dear as excess without the core that cloys, and charm life's lowerings fair. Exult and crown the hour that girdles us, and fill it full with glee, blind glee, excelling aught could ever be, were heedfulness in power. Send up such touching strains that limitless recruits from fancy's pack shall rush upon your tongue, and tender back all that your soul contains. For what do we know best? That a fresh love leaf crumpled soon will dry, and that men moment after moment die, of all scope dispossessed. If I have seen one thing it is the passing preciousness of dreams, that aspects are within us, and who seems most kingly is the king. 1867. Westbourne Park Villas. At Lulworth Cove a century back, had I but lived 100 years ago I might have gone, as I have gone this year, by Warmwell Cross onto a cove I know, and time have placed his finger on me there. You see that man? I might have looked, and said, oh yes, I see him, one that boat has brought which dropped down channel round St. Albans Head. So commonplace a youth calls not my thought. You see that man? Hi, yes, I told you, yes. Of an idling town sort, thin, hair brown in hue, and as the evening light scants less and less he looks up at a star, as many do. You see that man? Eh, leave me. Then I bleed. I have 15 miles to vamp across the lee, and it grows dark, and I am weary need. I have said the third time, yes, that man I see. Good. That man goes to Rome to death, despair, and no one notes him now, but you and I. 100 years, and the world will follow him there, and bend with reverence where his ashes lie. September 1920. Note. In September 1820, Keats, on his way to Rome, landed one day on the Dorset coast, and composed the sonnet, Bright Star. Would I were steadfast as thou art. The spot of his landing is judged to have been Lulworth Cove. A bygone occasion, song? That night, that song. Will such again be even quite through lifetimes long? No mirth was shown to outer seers, but mood to match has not been known in modern years. O eyes that smiled, O lips that lured, that such would last, was one beguiled to think insured. That night, that song, O drink to its recalled delight, though tears may throng. Two serenades, I on Christmas Eve, late on Christmas Eve, in the street alone, outside a house, on the pavement stone, I sang to her, as we'd sung together on former eves ere I felt her tether. Above the door of green by me was she, her casement seen by me, but she would not heed what I melodied in my soul's sore need she would not heed. Cassiopeia overhead, and the seven of the wane, heard what I said as I bent me there, and voiced, and fingered upon the strings. Long, long I lingered. Only the curtains hid from her one whom caprice had bit from her, but she did not come, and my heart grew numb, and dull my strum, she did not come. 2 a year later, I skimmed the strings, I sang quite low, I hoped she would not come or know that the house next door was the one now ditied, not hers, as when I had played unpitied. Next door, where dwelt a heart fresh stirred, my new love, of good will to me, unlike my old love chill to me, who had not cared for my notes when heard. Yet that old love came to the other's name as hers were the claim. Yea, the old love came, my viol sank mute, my tongue stood still, I tried to sing on, but vain my will. I prayed she would guess of the later, and leave me. She stayed, as though, were she slain by the smart, she would bear love's burn for a newer heart. The tense drawn moment wrought to bereave me a voice, and I turned in a dumb despair at her finding I'd come to another there. Sick I withdrew at love's grim hue ere my last love knew, sick I withdrew. From an old copy. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.